It is Friday, the second day of December, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And with us in the studio is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the features editor for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And that funny little raspy sound you hear is me sharpening my elbows.
Oh, what are you getting ready to do?
Some of the best shopping opportunities in Northwest Arkansas happen this weekend. They benefit local artists. If you want to know where I'll be at one of these three places.
Okay.
The Little Craft Show. You've talked to them, haven't you, Antoinette?
I did. I talked to the two women that are organizing it a couple weeks ago, I think.
But have you seen pictures?
I haven't. They described a couple of things for me, which all sounded very cool.
Ooh.
Are they on their website?
Yes.
Okay.
They're calling it an indie craft show. It's basically the kinds of things that you would find on Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's rings made out of vintage buttons and necklaces made out of vintage skeleton keys. And I want it. Their whole idea was that they would do this show for local artisans, but they did all the promotion virally.
Mm.
You know, they put up a Facebook page and they started tweeting. And
right.
So except for what we've done here and what we've done in What's Up, it's all been viral.
All right. And when is it?
It is Saturday from 10 to 6 at Vintage Fellowship, which is 3416 North College Avenue in Fayetteville. Admission is free, and as always, what you spend is not my fault.
That's up to you.
The Block Street Holiday Art Sale is this weekend. It actually starts tonight from 7 to 9 at Mike Shirky's Good Folk House.
More local artisans.
Wonderful artisans. Don House, Marie Demarukas, Michelle Berg-Vogel, Susan Shore, Cindy Arcega. Gotta be there.
This is a tradition, and
this is 11 years.
Yeah, and it's part sale, part sort of social catching up, part Christmas holiday party, part everything.
It's sort of a weird like reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
7 to 9 today, 10 to 5 tomorrow, noon to 5 Sunday, 229 North Block Avenue. And also this weekend, the Community Creative Center at the Nadine Baum Studios, he's pointing, which you can't see, is having its fundraising sale.
Right.
All sorts of pottery. If you love pottery like I do, this is nirvana. 10 to 4 on Saturday, noon to 4 on Sunday, again in the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville.
Now, are those some of the ceramics that we see when we go to Theater Square?
Yes. Those are the things we see and lust after
that
there's nobody there to sell them to me.
Okay.
Well, that day there'll be people there to sell them to you. They don't just have it out in the hall like we see.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over their studios, and there's a bunch of artists, and it's wonderful.
Okay.
And then there's theater, and you know how I love that. I saw A Christmas Story for the first time this week.
How did you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was fun. It's the Rogers Little Theater version.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how much, because my sweetheart knows every line, as so many people do. And it's amazing how much they've managed to translate the movie into the play. It's a lot of fun. Of course, the story is that Ralphie wants a Red Ryder BB gun.
Which makes it perfect for Rogers.
Because the Daisy Museum is, what, 30 feet away.
Exactly.
And they've even got it. The kid playing Ralphie looks like Ralphie.
Hmm.
It's a good time. 7 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again next weekend. Tickets are $7.50 to $15 at Rogers Little Theater. It is Christmas.
Almost.
If it is almost Christmas, it must be time for the best Christmas pageant ever.
ACO.
70 actors, adorable kids. The premise is that the worst kids in town come to the church for the Christmas pageant and get cast in it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's horrified, but then the kids figure out what Christmas is all about. It is this weekend only. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Okay.
7:30 today and tomorrow, 3 o'clock Sunday. Tickets are $10 to $20, 751-5441. And finally, there's a raft of holiday events. Way too long to list here. The Nutcracker is at Arend Art Center Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
John Two Hawks is in concert Saturday evening at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. There are Christmas parades, so you need to go check out what's up at nwaonline.com because they won't give me my whole own show.
And the Nutcracker, this is a combination of different companies and dancers from all over Northwest Arkansas.
Right.
Okay.
Put together by Infinity Performing Arts Studio.
Exactly.
That should be a good time. And of course, John Two Hawks has a new Christmas album.
Yes, he does.
So that should be fun too.
All right.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.